We're a step closer to learning who'll fill the Senate vacancy left by Jackie Lambie's departure. A media conference will be held later today, and Steve Martin is expected to confirm he's keen to take on the role of Tasmanian Senator. But his eligibility is already in doubt. Stephanie Boris reports.
First, it was citizenship that got politicians kicked out of Parliament. Now it's their previous careers.
The Constitution disqualifies anyone who holds an office of profit under the Crown. So there's a lingering question as to whether people who hold local government positions hold offices of profit under the Crown.
That's constitutional law expert Anne Toomey from the University of Sydney. She's talking about Steve Martin. He's a Jackie Lambie Network candidate who's expected to announce today he wants to fill the Senate seat left vacant after Jackie Lambie resigned. But he's a local mayor, and Anne Toomey says that raises questions about his eligibility to sit in Parliament.
There's an argument that local government isn't an office of profit under the Crown because it's an elected office, and that might mean he's fine. But the other argument is that local councillors can usually be dismissed by government and replaced by administrators.
Last year, Jackie Lambie sought advice about Steve Martin's eligibility ahead of the federal election. She received a letter from the clerk of the Senate that stated,
"In my view, it's unlikely that the office of councillor, including the office of mayor, would be found to be an office of profit under the Crown within the meaning of Section 44 of the Constitution."
Despite this, Anne Toomey says she expects Steve Martin to be referred to the High Court if he fills the Senate vacancy.
It would be helpful to know about local councillors and whether they've got offices of profit under the Crown.
Section 44 is what saw Liberal candidate Holly Hughes disqualified from sitting in the Senate. She was supposed to take the place of former Deputy Nationals leader Fiona Nash. But this week, the High Court declared Ms Hughes was ineligible because she held a public service job. Queensland Labor Senator Claire Moore says the number of concerns being raised shows the complexities of the Constitution.
We come into this place every day now and we don't know what's going to happen. Who's here? Who's not?
And then there's newly elected Green Senator Andrew Bartlett, who's been in Parliament less than a week. His party is already seeking legal advice over whether his former job at the Australian National University breaches Section 44. Anne Toomey says the only way to fix the uncertainty is to refer cases to the High Court.
We've finally got to the point where it's best to put everything out there on the table, sort it all out, and then have clear rules from now on.
Constitutional law expert Anne Toomey ending Stephanie Boris's report.